Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today I'm talking to Nick Sanders, an artist who doesn't use paints, stone or metal to create his works of art. Instead, he makes sculptures out of Lego bricks. Nick, how did you become a Lego fan?
I received my first box of Lego for Christmas when I was just 5 years old. I remember unpacking the presents and building my first Lego house. Then, thanks to more gifts of Lego from my family, my collection got bigger and bigger. And I was able to build many more houses and other things such as cars and robots. 5 years later, when I was 10, I even built a life-size dog. I did this because my parents said I couldn't have a real one. I wanted to show them how much I wanted to have a pet.
When did you realize that playing with Lego could be more than a hobby?
10 years ago, I used all the Lego bricks I already had at home to create a huge sculpture of myself. A sort of self-portrait. My family and friends were really impressed with my work. They suggested I could do that for a living. I wasn't sure at first, but then I decided to make a few more Lego sculptures. I put photos of them up on my website, and soon people from around the world started to order what I had created.
Is that when you decided to change your profession?
Well, I wanted to do something more creative than being a lawyer, but I still wasn't sure. One day, there were so many requests on my website from people who wanted to buy my sculptures that it stopped working for a few hours. I realized then that it was time to leave my job and start working full-time on Lego sculptures to sell them on my website. I can look back now and say that my worst day as a self-employed artist was still better than my best day as a company lawyer. This is the life I have always wanted.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today I'm talking to Nick Sanders, an artist who doesn't use paints, stone or metal to create his works of art. Instead, he makes sculptures out of Lego bricks. Nick, how did you become a Lego fan?
I received my first box of Lego for Christmas when I was just 5 years old. I remember unpacking the presents and building my first Lego house. Then, thanks to more gifts of Lego from my family, my collection got bigger and bigger, and I was able to build many more houses and other things such as cars and robots. 5 years later, when I was 10, I even built a life-size dog. I did this because my parents said I couldn't have a real one. I wanted to show them how much I wanted to have a pet.
When did you realise that playing with Lego could be more than a hobby?
10 years ago, I used all the Lego bricks I already had at home to create a huge sculpture of myself, a sort of self-portrait. My family and friends were really impressed with my work. They suggested I could do that for a living. I wasn't sure at first, but then I decided to make a few more Lego sculptures. I put photos of them up on my website, and soon people from around the world started to order what I had created.
Is that when you decided to change your profession?
Well, I wanted to do something more creative than being a lawyer, but I still wasn't sure. One day, there were so many requests on my website from people who wanted to buy my sculptures that it stopped working for a few hours. I realised then that it was time to leave my job and start working full-time on Lego sculptures to sell them on my website. I can look back now and say that my worst day as a self-employed artist was still better than my best day as a company lawyer. This is the life I have always wanted.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Do you ever fall asleep for a few minutes during the day? If so, you may want to make it a regular habit. It turns out that a short sleep after lunch can help us do our work better. Many people don't get the recommended 8 hours of sleep at night, and this can cause a variety of problems. But even a 5-minute sleep in the afternoon can increase our energy levels, reduce stress, and make us more creative. No wonder many big companies are encouraging their employees to take sleep breaks at work. Two.
This must-see exhibition shows how sleep can inspire creativity. Each night, a different artist will sleep in a comfortable bed in the art gallery. As soon as they wake up, they will start to create a work of art inspired by their night's sleep. There will be no fixed wake-up time, so early visitors may have to wait outside the gallery for a while before they can see the artist in action. All the paintings will be for sale. Don't miss it.
Three. After a busy day of sightseeing, I was looking forward to a good night's sleep. The hotel room was cheap, and so I wasn't expecting much, but the bed was actually very soft and comfortable. However, when it got dark, I realized there was a dance club in the building. I could hear loud techno beats all night long, so I couldn't sleep at all. In the morning, I was absolutely exhausted. It was a disaster. I can't recommend this hotel. Four.
The British weightlifter Jack Oliver had such a good night's sleep in his hotel bed that he nearly missed his event at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. He had set his alarm for 6 a.m. in order to give himself plenty of time to get ready before going to the Olympic Arena on a special bus for athletes. But in the morning there was a problem. Oliver later told reporters, "At 7:05, I heard someone banging on my door. I looked at my phone and thought, I'm in trouble. I slept straight through my alarm and now I've missed my bus." He got dressed in 30 seconds, managed to catch the next bus and arrived just in time for the event. He then gave his best ever performance in front of a delighted crowd.
Five. We're a furniture company and we are looking for a bed tester. Are you interested in this full-time job? You should be at least 18, have good writing skills, and you mustn't have any sleep problems. You will be asked to sleep in a range of high-quality beds, which we have designed specifically for luxury hotels. You will then be asked to provide a written review on the quality of sleep you experienced. We are looking forward to receiving your application.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Do you ever fall asleep for a few minutes during the day? If so, you may want to make it a regular habit. It turns out that a short sleep after lunch can help us do our work better. Many people don't get the recommended 8 hours of sleep at night, and this can cause a variety of problems. But even a 5-minute sleep in the afternoon can increase our energy levels, reduce stress, and make us more creative. No wonder many big companies are encouraging their employees to take sleep breaks at work. Two.
This must-see exhibition shows how sleep can inspire creativity. Each night, a different artist will sleep in a comfortable bed in the art gallery. As soon as they wake up, they will start to create a work of art inspired by their night's sleep. There will be no fixed wake-up time, so early visitors may have to wait outside the gallery for a while before they can see the artist in action. All the paintings will be for sale. Don't miss it.
Three. After a busy day of sightseeing, I was looking forward to a good night's sleep. The hotel room was cheap, and so I wasn't expecting much, but the bed was actually very soft and comfortable. However, when it got dark, I realized there was a dance club in the building. I could hear loud techno beats all night long, so I couldn't sleep at all. In the morning, I was absolutely exhausted. It was a disaster. I can't recommend this hotel. Four.
The British weightlifter Jack Oliver had such a good night's sleep in his hotel bed that he nearly missed his event at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. He had set his alarm for 6 a.m. in order to give himself plenty of time to get ready before going to the Olympic Arena on a special bus for athletes. But in the morning there was a problem. Oliver later told reporters, "At 7:05, I heard someone banging on my door. I looked at my phone and thought, I'm in trouble. I slept straight through my alarm and now I've missed my bus. He got dressed in 30 seconds, managed to catch the next bus, and arrived just in time for the event. He then gave his best ever performance in front of a delighted crowd.
Five. We're a furniture company and we are looking for a bed tester. Are you interested in this full-time job? You should be at least 18, have good writing skills, and you mustn't have any sleep problems. You will be asked to sleep in a range of high-quality beds, which we have designed specifically for luxury hotels. You will then be asked to provide a written review on the quality of sleep you experienced. We are looking forward to receiving your application.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Text 1.
When I was 14 years old, I saw a poster outside our local theatre. It invited young people to apply for the main role in a Christmas play. I was a shy girl, but the idea seemed so exciting that I decided to give it a try. I'd never applied for a part in a play before, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I decided to learn a short monologue from a play I was studying at school. As the day of the audition got closer, I became more and more nervous. I was terrified that I would forget my lines on stage, and of course I worried like any other teenager about my appearance. Even worse, on the day of the audition, while waiting to go on stage, I realised that the girls sitting next to me probably knew much more about acting than I did. Most of them behaved like big stars. But when I was finally on stage, I suddenly felt calm, and all my nerves were gone. I said my monologue and left the stage. I didn't really care what the director of the show thought while listening to me. I was just pleased and proud that I'd actually managed to do my best. I didn't get the role in that play, but those few minutes on stage were unforgettable. It was then that I decided to become an actress.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When I was 14 years old, I saw a poster outside our local theatre. It invited young people to apply for the main role in a Christmas play. I was a shy girl, but the idea seemed so exciting that I decided to give it a try. I'd never applied for a part in a play before, so I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I decided to learn a short monologue from a play I was studying at school. As the day of the audition got closer, I became more and more nervous. I was terrified that I would forget my lines on stage, and of course I worried like any other teenager about my appearance. Even worse, on the day of the audition, while waiting to go on stage, I realised that the girls sitting next to me probably knew much more about acting than I did. Most of them behaved like big stars. But when I was finally on stage, I suddenly felt calm and all my nerves were gone. I said my monologue and left the stage. I didn't really care what the director of the show thought while listening to me. I was just pleased and proud that I'd actually managed to do my best. I didn't get the role in that play, but those few minutes on stage were unforgettable. It was then that I decided to become an actress.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
Text 2. Today I'd like to welcome Judy and her guide dog Rex. Judy, what is your guide dog like?
Rex is gentle and playful, but when there's a problem, he knows exactly what to do. He's always there for me.
Does Rex know his way around town?
A lot of people think that I can say to my guide dog, "Take me to the bank," and he'll lead me there. But that's not true. I have to give him commands like forward, left and right. I always have a map of where I'm going inside my head. But if we go to a place like a park more than once, he will remember the bench where I sat before and take me straight to it.
So how does Rex help you when you are going from one place in town to another?
Rex is trained to guide me around objects that are in the way. And when I want to cross a street, he always makes sure it is safe for me to do so.
Does he always do what he's told?
Well, if there's a problem, he'll refuse to do what I say. Once I wanted to visit a friend when it was very cold. There was ice on the pavement outside my house, but of course I didn't know about that. When we got to the front gate, I told Rex to go forward, but he didn't move. I told him again, and he just sat down. At that moment, I knew something was wrong, so I asked my friend to visit me instead.
How do you reward Rex for his work?
Some people give their dogs special snacks, but to be honest, Rex doesn't even like them, and anyway, they would probably make him fat. So I just continually tell him what a good job he's doing. And when we get home, I tell him that he is a great dog, and I play games with him. He loves playing, just like a child. He has more toys than my grandson.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today I'd like to welcome Judy and her guide dog Rex. Judy, what is your guide dog like?
Rex is gentle and playful, but when there's a problem, he knows exactly what to do. He's always there for me.
Does Rex know his way around town?
A lot of people think that I can say to my guide dog, "Take me to the bank," and he'll lead me there. But that's not true. I have to give him commands like forward, left and right. I always have a map of where I'm going inside my head. But if we go to a place like a park more than once, He will remember the bench where I sat before and take me straight to it.
So how does Rex help you when you are going from one place in town to another?
Rex is trained to guide me around objects that are in the way. And when I want to cross a street, he always makes sure it is safe for me to do so.
Does he always do what he's told?
Well, if there's a problem, he'll refuse to do what I say. Once I wanted to visit a friend when it was very cold. There was ice on the pavement outside my house, but of course I didn't know about that. When we got to the front gate, I told Rex to go forward, but he didn't move. I told him again, and he just sat down. At that moment, I knew something was wrong, so I asked my friend to visit me instead.
How do you reward Rex for his work?
Some people give their dogs special snacks, but to be honest, Rex doesn't even like them, and anyway, they would probably make him fat. So I just continually tell him what a good job he's doing. And when we get home, I tell him that he is a great dog, and I play games with him. He loves playing, just like a child. He has more toys than my grandson.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.